Track 10. We have two feature items for you this week. As one year ends and another begins, Soundings contributor Roger brings us a poem called Memories. The poem looks back at some of the things that once formed a part of everyday life, but are rarely seen today. How many do you remember? After that, we have one of those occasional recordings from the Wildlife Sound Recording Society. In this piece, Karthik records the dawn chorus in New Zealand and explains how predators have affected the bird population. Karthik has quite a strong accent, but we hope that you will be able to pick up what he is saying. The whole of his recording lasts for about 8 minutes, and the section which has the dawn chorus on it lasts for about 3 minutes.
TNF Soundings. Features from across the UK.
Hi, it's Clive Davis from the Wildlife Sound Recording Society. This month's recording is by Karthik, who is a resident of New Zealand. He explains the different bird calls and there is a magical dawn chorus. It is difficult to understand that when European settlers arrived on those islands, they introduced such alien species as stoats, which decimated the local flightless bird populations. I hope that you enjoy the recording.
Once upon a time, there was a birdland. Surrounded by the vast South Pacific Ocean, this remote country was ruled by birds. Giant moa, harsed eagles, bush wrens, laughing owls, birds of myriad forms. The dense forest and the tall mountains had no predators, and the birds had nothing to fear. So they sang. The kokako, huia, tui, and the bellbird all came together for a resounding dawn chorus. And this was the song of the land, since time immemorial. The land came to be known as Aotearoa, New Zealand, and its dawn chorus had a repetition. When Captain Cook's Endeavour circled the island, the crew woke up to birdsong, which they called deafening. Long before that, the Maori, the indigenous people, were mindful of the birdsong. To them, the dawn chorus was an affirmation of approach of a day, an eloquent celebration of life. But the prehistoric dawn chorus might be lost forever. Humans arrived on the island about 700 years ago, and with them came deadly predators. Rats, stoats, possums, and other introduced mammals wiped out half of the bird life. Many songbird species were decimated, and the forests fell silent. This is Karthik presenting you the story of New Zealand's dawn chorus. As a wildlife filmmaker interested in soundscapes, I was fascinated by the prehistoric birdsong of this land. The dawn chorus of present-day New Zealand is thought to be quiet in comparison to that of the pre-human era. But I wanted to explore the possibility of experiencing something that could be reminiscent of that ancient orchestra. Offshore islands that are free of predators might boast a lively dawn chorus. but on the mainland, there are only a handful of such places. Living in the South Island city of Dunedin, I didn't have to go far. Just 20 kilometers north is the Orokanui Eco Sanctuary. 300 hectares of forest guarded by a predator fence that keeps the bird eaters away. And with no mammalian predators to fear, the sanctuary is a safe haven for native birds to thrive and sing. On one spring day, I made my way to the sanctuary to listen and record the dawn chorus. The song of so many native birds coming together in a lively chorus is something I've never experienced before. And a performance like this might possibly not happen in an area with no protection from predators. Many predator control projects in New Zealand go by the tagline, "Bring back the bird song." And with the conservation efforts, I hope the native bird life and the dawn chorus throughout New Zealand becomes a little more lively each day. This work is made possible with the support of Professor Nancy Longnecker, Center for Science Communication at the University of Otago, Amanda Simon, Tahu McKenzie, and the staff of the Orokanui Eco Sanctuary.
TNS Soundings. TNS Soundings. Features from across the UK.
Hello, it's Roger here, and time to remember. Here's a little couplet poem that covers a few of the things that some of us remember from way, way back. Do you remember? Plimsolls in the gin. Eating winkles with a pin. Hopscotch on the footpath when Popeye made you laugh. Newspapers brought by hand, the Salvation Army band, when the dustman took away your bin, and when the bath was made of tin. Alleys dark and smelly, crackerjack on the telly, wine gums in a pack, getting coal in a sack. Duffel coats with button pegs, shoes with metal segs, watching Andy Pandy. Cigarettes made of candy, milk with a silver top, or vans that delivered pop. Licorice on a stick, kali that you licked, bonbon sweets rolled in white, gas lamps on throughout the night, chips fried in lard, the toilet in the yard, dynamos on your bike, tripe you didn't like, assembly in the school, getting caned for being a fool, Christmas and being merry, adults knocking back the sherry, calling in the sweep, snow a meter deep. That was anonymous. I'm Roger. Thanks for listening.